everything, but I recommend we re-up with them for the plan that they recommend for us. So, any questions or comments? All right. Personnel committee, I don't have anything. Recreation, I don't have anything. Committee, police committee, discuss Allen American Law Enforcement Network. Let me preface that by saying we have heard the word ThinkStream a lot in this room for the last 15 years. And ThinkStream now is making the news because every month or so you read that they're going bankrupt and they got some lawsuit against somebody or whatever. And the concept behind ThinkStream is very good. I mean, it's, you know, pays. Everybody knows each other's business, so you know there's a crook on the street. And you identify and you know whether he's a violent criminal or what he is, he has a bench warrant or whatever. So I talked to the chief about it and I said, look, you know, I don't pretend to know it, so he's going to discuss something called Allen American Law Enforcement Network in that context.
All right, they're pretty much just like ThinkStream. We run some my driver's license, a license plate. He gives us all the information when we call him and everything. The ThinkStream is really, it does good, you know, but it has its shortcomings and all that. But this company here, they just started working in Louisiana. They got a real nice system. It really links you to the state system. It's not, ThinkStream is pretty much a third party provider. They download state system the night before, they put it up. These people right here, it's really up-to-date stuff. I mean, it's up to the second. As soon as the state gets it, we can get it. It's just no downtime at all. It's exactly the same exact cost. I mean, they provide three times the service for the same price.
The sales pitch that ThinkStream came in with many years ago was that they listed all kinds of sheriff's offices and all kinds of people that were in their database. Do these guys have the same access?
We put warrants in and everything. It does exactly the same.
But I mean, do they have a laundry list of people that they have and haven't signed up with? Or does it matter?
They got some of the bigger. Yeah, they got a couple of bigger agencies in the state. We're probably the smallest one with them. Mm-hmm. Their contour program worked exactly for what we needed to do. Mm-hmm. So they really, I mean, you can spend 45 minutes with them on the phone. They don't complain about that. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to get established in the state. You know, we got a problem with ThinkStream. We 3 or 4 days out trying to talk to somebody. It's really not been a good experience with them. So we these people who gave us a 30-day free trial, it's good until the 25th of this month. So they're trying to work a few kinks out with it. We told them they could get that straight for us. The things that we like that ThinkStream did that they didn't, they're going to try to incorporate that program, even make us an app with the iPhones and stuff, because Apple's different with all the little foolishness. You know, they want you to. Mm-hmm. So they're going to make, they're really doing good. So we still got the rest of the month to play with it and see what they're doing.
Well, so you're recommending that we...
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I want to make sure that people get their stuff straight.
All right.
So it's free right now, so we're doing good.
So what do we need to do next week?
Nothing yet.
Well, no, you said the end of this month.
Depends on what happens.
Yeah, we'll talk about it quickly.
Okay. We're not going to have a lapse in service.
Even if we do have a little bit of a lapse in there, we can call the dispatch and get the same information.
All right. Okay. That's fine.
Not as fast, you know.
Patricia, y'all put on the agenda for April.
In May, we're going to have some kind.
All right.
So which department is closest to us have this? So I have y'all figured that out.
Oh, yeah.
Closest is probably the closest one.
I'm going to demonstrate it for you next week.
You talk to
Bones
to see how
they
like it.
They love it. I'm the only one that doesn't like it. The officers love it. I know, because I use it on my phone.
Mosier came to them with they wanted it completely reworked, so the tech department sat down and made it fit exactly what Mosier wanted it to do. They literally rewrote the program specifically for that department to show what they wanted, which is what we've done. We've submitted some ideas and said we'd like to do this instead of this. And they immediately started on it and kept us up with emails, and we're still in the free trial.
Tom spent an hour on the phone today.
Well, let's say a guy named Bunky pulled a gun on somebody and he, you know, got a DWI, stuff like that. If we pulled it up on this All-American Law Enforcement Network, are we going to see that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Why?
Instantly. Because they're connected to both the state and federal databases.
Okay. So we really don't have to be tied to all the local mm-hmm. police departments. No. As long as we're tied to the state,
it's
everything
state and federal
to them.
I have.
Okay.
It works good on my computer on the desk, it just don't work good on my phone. That's all, because I don't have a computer in my car, so I'm going down the road.
But if you need help, I'm working for you, let me know.
I got it.
IT guy himself.
Patricia gets you straight too, now I'm gonna tell you.
Is there any penalty for us leaving Pinkston?
Nah, our contract is up with.
So you're saying you're gonna need a computer for your vehicle?
No, I don't need that, I like the phone, I think that's good.
Need a computer, you got Joey?
Yeah, that's it.
They call me Steve Jobs.
All I can say is if you do send me pieces of equipment, I'll come with the work back.
Well.
Just to reiterate, if a small town doesn't put that information on the database, we won't get it whether we have ThinkStream or this one, right? If they don't.
Yeah, they just, the only thing ThinkStream really was kind of handy with was putting local warrants in. But if somebody gets picked up in Alexandria, let's say, and they got a warrant to ThinkStream for us for $150, you're not gonna top 2 days to go mess with that.
Yeah.
Like know? That man that had 11 or 12 DWIs since the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
It all fell through the cracks.
He was on drink stream.
Oh, that's not like a vicious, you know. You need to change chairs. All right, so you're more to come.
More to go, yes, sir. Next week, I'm going to show you all kind of what the program does. Next week, we'll get to town. We're going to, I'm going to let you see.
For everybody to join in, we're going to run Joey's criminal history and forgot everybody.
Even though they don't have the time. Even though the ball's passed them.
Yeah, don't, no, no, no.
I don't know.
Please, no Noble Experiment. All right, thank you. Now, next is discuss hiring Ivan McIntyre as a full-time police officer.
All right, we've been looking since we knew Gail was going to retire in December, but she told us she was going to be moving on and retiring. We started trying to find somebody that fits our little thing here. So the best we came up with, and we're excited, and Ivan, he popped in, one of Kip's friends who worked with him in New Orleans, real fine fella, great small,
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's it. Ivan McIntyre, real nice guy, 22-year veteran, law enforcement. Perfect, just what we need. Somebody knows what they need to do. He's fully trained. He's done it all. You know, I think he'll retire.
New Orleans, right?
He's from New Iberia.
He works in New Orleans now.
Yeah, he'd be excited if I waved with the whole hand up here, not just the middle finger. So he'd be excited.
Yeah, you just like being at home again.
That's it.
That's right.
That's it.
Home certified matrix.
Everything
you need. All we gotta do left is you gotta get your drug screen, huh?
Yeah, bull.
This is drug screen. He's the coolest one in the department on the psych test, so I was impressed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe too normal.
Well, he's a cool nasty.
Might be too normal to fit in, poor fellow. But I believe he's the exact person we've been looking for.
No, sir, I do not.
Oh, no.
He's good. He's a great guy. He does a good job.
Good. So you're gonna recommend his
hiring? I recommend him next week.
Any questions for Mr. Ivan McIntyre?
Where do you work now? New Orleans Police Department, sir. Six days.
Where's the 6th District? What, roughly? I mean, was it?
Runs between Calliope, which is right on US 90, to Napoleon.
Napoleon?
A little V-shape.
Might get a little bored up here.
We only got 2 districts.
One group in the back. The one that offers these 2 things, peace and quiet.
That's correct.
He'd be a good fit, though. It's kind of what we want. We're excited for the opportunity for him to work with us. So.
Great. He'll be on the agenda next week.
All right.
All right.
And one more thing.
Oh,
I promoted Jason. I'm sorry, mister. I promoted Jason 2 months ago to sergeant. I want to give him a little pay increase with that. I need to go ahead and put that on the agenda for next week. We can talk about it.
How much?
75 cents an hour.
Is that less than we're paying for that Allen on
there? Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But Jason does a fine job. I mean, you couldn't ask any better than Jason right there. So we're excited to have him. I don't know what we do without him.
We're not making that retroactive
this way? No, we'll do it next week.
All right, that'll be a good job also.
Yeah, we don't want back then. Yeah. Thank y'all.
All right.
Hey, thank y'all for that health insurance. Let me tell you, every one of my employees, you know, that means a lot to us.
It does.
I appreciate everyone.
I remember when all that happened, and people have been here a while have heard me say, the employees really helped the town out, and I think, you know, we try to make
that
sure.
Really helps.
That's an important part of their life.
Like Ivan, you know what I mean? They're talking about your health insurance cover. What you mean? What kind of insurance is that? You know?
Yeah.
I said, look,
it's a good policy. I mean, that's
we appreciate you.
That's part of the pay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Governmental Affairs Committee, anything? All right, other matters, discuss West Baton Rouge hazardous mitigation plan. Now, if you think ordinance number two is dull, they sent me that attached, basically make it simple, all parishes needed to have a hazardous mitigation plan, so they all said, hi, and they had to write that, and a guy at the state level said, we're gonna write one, and you just adopt ours. And it had a little thing in there, like the things that the town of Brule and Addis and all that's supposed to do as a part of it, and I read them, and it's like, you know, maintain your training, you know, stuff that we do anyway, because the fire department does all that for us. So I, you know, if anybody really wants to read it, I can forward it to you in email form. I don't know how many pages long it is, but it's lengthy. Very colorful, got a lot of pretty pictures in it and everything. So I'll put it on the agenda next week, and hopefully y'all will adopt it. Mayor's report, I don't have anything. Remarks, personal privilege, anyone?
Mayor, under the mayor's report, you want to thank Jeff Wolf and that crew for
no,
cooking?
No, I don't want to thank him. No, I want to thank Jeff Wolf for that cooking. We had a bunch of leftovers, man. The attendance wasn't as good as it usually is.
Food was awesome.
Food was terrific.
I'm not going to miss a meeting now.
I never thought I would ever get to the point where I'd get tired of crawfish safety favor. I'm tired of crawfish safety. It was so good.
What was that thing, Don?
CRPC. Capital Region Planning.
Every 2 years.
Yes. And of course, the staff, you know, they always put on a good show. They always do a good job. They do. They take care of everything. Debbie's not here, but she worries herself sick about this thing, you know, so yeah, she worries about all that. So thanks to everyone. Oh, go ahead, Bob.
We need to tighten up on these guys blocking the road when they're cutting the grass. Almost got hit this morning on West Main.
Blocking the road when they're cutting the grass?
They unload their lawnmowers, they just leave their vehicle.
Commercial guy.
Yeah, that's who they're from. I don't think commercial, what they are. I like the guy this morning. Close. And the guy went around it, and that was behind it, because he was on the phone, and I saw him. But he shouldn't have blocked that highway.
Okay.
They do it pretty regularly.
When y'all, they'll just be on the lookout for it, you know?
I know who it was.
Oh, yeah?
I called him.
Okay.
Last Wednesday, at honor the 1966 baseball state championship team from Brule, something I've been overlooked for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you shuffled on that team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But they brought them out, and every member of the team was represented by one guy. One guy was represented by his son because he had passed, but the president, Brule beat Zachary on a 3-run home run in the bottom of the last inning.
Oh, wow.
And they announced those guys, and then they had a little celebration. Yeah, they got about 3 weeks left in the regular season. If you like baseball, I suggest you go watch this team play.
Yeah.
They got the most wins of any school, of any class in the state right now, 24-2 ranked first in the state. It's a real good, solid team. And they got the big bulk of their district games coming up, and they close the season out at home. About 3 weeks on Thursday against Parkview.
Oh, wow.
The more people get to have about.
Yeah. They play tomorrow? No.
Tomorrow, Port Allen at home, I believe. They'll probably play 2 games tomorrow, but probably. And you go get to see a lot of the good stuff we do around the school and whatnot.
That's a fact, Jack.
Because that stadium is, you'd have to really travel to find something better than what we got right here in the room.
I sat in the stands with people from North Virginia last year, and they said, we've been to junior colleges and we're not here this good.
It's true, right?
It's true. And then this council and this town, now and before I got here, has always been a big supporter of the school system and athletics and everything. So, good point. Anybody else?
Yeah, as Beth said, the state of Louisiana historical marker for the Baton Rouge tree has been installed. The one to replace the damaged one in December. So that's been there.
Good. And Wayne, keeps telling me that he's, that our permit is very close to being fully approved, and we've made it through another step, and permit for, I'm sorry, for the marker, the city limit marker out on the highway. So, soon as we get the word, we're going with it, you know, we got prices, we got everything, we just gotta get the state to sign off on it, we gotta, we've already paid some engineer for electrical, some, or whatever, some $1,000 extortion, but we finished with that. And so we only gotta get the state to go with it. No, it wasn't you this time. You do yours more regularly than he does, he just does it once.
Okay, I got one, CRPC?
Yes, oh yeah, Roy didn't provide the drinks, the mood off and such.
I've never got tired of drinking so much leftover beer at home.
Oh man, that's tough, huh? Somebody gotta do it, that's how it is. All right, anybody else? Our announcement, Relay for Life is on April 8th at Brule High School. Elections this Saturday, the 9th. Arbor Day celebration is Thursday, the 14th of April at 9:30 to Town Hall. And Great America Cleanup is Saturday, April 16th. Do we have a motion adjourned? Mr. Andre, second, Mr. Rose, all in favor, say aye. All opposed, nay. I brought my grandkids here.